In sponsors and partnerships news, Riot Games adds Caffeine as streaming partner of the LCS. Matt Etchenbault, head of esports partnerships and business development for North America at Riot Games, says, "As our audience continues to grow and evolve, we're excited to bring the LCS to a new platform and distribution channels, ensuring our fans are able to watch the broadcast on their preferred devices. We've seen demand from our community around new streaming platforms, and we're excited to work with Caffeine to see what engaging content our community and inspiring shoutcasters will be able to create with our broadcasts." So Riot Games has appointed social broadcasting platform Caffeine as an official streaming partner for its North American League of Legends Championships series called the LCS. The deal isn't exclusive, meaning that the LCS will still be able to broadcast on Amazon-owned platform Twitch and any other platform that they desire. Their partnership will allow fans of the LCS and aspiring creators and casters to stream and live host the competition on their personal channels. This covers the remainder of the summer split playoffs, finals, and LCS regional qualifiers. The LCS is partnered with companies such as We Are Nations, Secret Lab, and Alienware. Caffeine partnered with Face It in June to produce an exclusive show, ECS After Dark, and it's also in deals with the likes of Dignitas, Natas Vincir, FIFA, and DreamHack. NGN says, "This partnership, with its non-exclusivity, is a brilliant way for Riot to not only stay relevant while streaming on Twitch, but it also shows the love Riot has for its community and that it wants to see the future of esports grow." Caffeine is an aspiring streaming app that has been making great partnerships and is slowly pushing itself to the top of the totem pole, bringing together the community in its own way. This proves that esports is in its early stages and will continue to be viewer and community-based. Following this LCS and Caffeine news, FaZe Clan finds a design partner in Wix. North American organization FaZe Clan has partnered with Israeli cloud-based web development platform Wix, becoming FaZe Clan's website development and design partner. Wix has kicked off the deal by launching an official website for the organization's Fortnite team. Omer Sher, CMO at Wix, says, "Esports is wildly popular with a growing and an enthusiastic audience, and we are always looking for the best places to connect with the current and future customers. We have pursued sports marketing partnerships for many years and feel as this is a great way to build our brand. The partnership with FaZe Clan marks our first esports sponsorship, and we believe it is a perfect fit. Plus, the opportunity to create dynamic content for FaZe Clan's brand and their millions of fans is exactly the kind of engagement that we love." Eric Anderson, head of esports at FaZe Clan, says, "We look for partners that understand our vibrant communities and the esports audience. Wix has all the elements of energy, style, and speed that our players embrace and are symbolic of the FaZe Clan brand. Together, with Wix, we're committed to creating content we know our fans will love." And just as a fun fact, New Gaming News does use Wix. NGN says, "FaZe Clan is one of the hottest esports organizations out there. They were early in the game showcasing trick shots and skills, bringing the punk rock feel to esports early on. Wix partnering with them as the org's design and website partner gives Wix the street cred that will lead to major floods of hopefuls to build their own brand on the platform." Gambling news. Building an esports betting exchange. There's undoubtedly been growth in esports betting over the recent years. Entertainment betting arguably go hand in hand and player Entertainment and betting arguably go hand in hand, and players are already betting on multitude of titles ranging from Counter-Strike through Hearthstone. In the gambling sphere, there's barely a bookmaker now that doesn't include esports, and there's a plethora of esports-specific operators too. One thing that hasn't quite materialized yet is betting exchanges, similar to Betfair, and this is an opportunity Esports Entertainment Group are keen to capitalize on. A week on from the news of a big partnership with Dignitas, Esports Insider spoke to Grant Johnson, CEO of Esports Entertainment Group, about his Vi.gg exchange, what they're trying to achieve, and how he sees the intersection between gambling and esports developing. Grant Johnson, CEO of Esports Entertainment Group, says, "It all came back in 2013 when I was doing some work with a group who wanted to get the sports bet casino business. They asked me what was new. I did some research and I started reading about esports. I had the good fortune to get introduced to Alex Lim. At the time, he was the Secretary General of the IESF. He, in turn, introduced me to Ken Silva, founder and president of Esports Canada, who invited me to the StarCraft Championship in Toronto in late 2013. I was absolutely blown away by the excitement and energy displayed by the fans at the event and the fact that the vast majority of the fans were in their 20s. I spoke to several people regarding interest in wagering and the feedback was unanimous. There was a strong interest. Effectively, that was the aha moment for me. The group I was working with decided they were not interested in the sector, so I decided to launch my own company at the time called VGambling, which has evolved into Esports Entertainment Group, which in turn launched Vi.gg and the Bet Exchange platform." Clearly, influencers like teams and streamers have a great deal of social exposure and connection with their followers. By aligning ourselves with these teams and brands such as Epsilon and our newest partners Dignitas, both of which have loyal long-term fan bases, we are in a position to offer our product to fans in a partnership with the brands. NGN says, "This insight comes from a leader coming directly from the betting space. Lines need to be crossed and plans need to be made in place for this industry to capitalize on all esports and influencer marketing has to offer." Now, traditional and esports dedicated sport books, which is the best bet? Kevin Wilmer of Rivalry GG says, "Bookmakers focused on esports should have esports DNA. They should live and breathe the scene. As a result, they should be able to create an experience that's a lot more enjoyable than those offered by bookmakers whose attention and financial interests are pulled in other directions. Esports-focused bookmakers will likely be focused on offering betting markets that esports fans crave and cannot find elsewhere." As esports betting escalates with no stoppage in sight, it's clear as to why traditional esports and sports books are wanting to get more involved. However, adding competitive gaming as a line item without any additional thought can put the brakes on obtaining new clientele. The esports audience is highly engaged and informed regarding their favorite games. Any signs of misconception or a lack of understanding in this capacity is likely to turn away potential punters. This isn't to say that anyone should shy away from traditional bookmakers either. In fact, there is one luminous example at the intersection of esports and betting that will always come to mind: Betway. The UK-based bookmaker is recognized as being a market leader in the space, and for good reason. From its long-lasting partnership with Swedish legacy team Ninjas in Pajamas to branding an entire esports division for its operations, this is a company that truly gets it. Depending on the preference, traditional books might not cut it when it comes to offering broader markets outside of top games and leagues. Esports-specific books typically have a more flavorful and diverse portfolio of markets to offer comparatively to their classic counterparts. Those adept to esports betting can quickly tell you that League of Legends, Dota 2, and Counter-Strike Global Offensive are the leading products. However, a number of markets exist for the same games, like Call of Duty, PUBG, and they are less frequently suspects on betting spreads. Knowing which games and markets are of interest is a logical place to start in this pursuit. Once decided, a quick search of a bookmakers that align with your needs can narrow down the options. There are plenty of esports betting resources that can give you an overachieving snapshot with ample details of the markets and specifics. Esports-specific sports books that receive a passing grade across all compliance have a higher tendency to fulfill more of what an esports punter looks for. As Jonas Molander, founder of esportsbetting.eu, encapsulates for us, these are platforms built by gamers for gamers. NGN says, "There should be a balance when putting together your team to fill every role and cover every angle. Traditional casino and betting heads to learn and instill values as well as seasoned esports individuals whom can not only see the future, but know what this new demographic wants." Big news for Nintendo. Two mobile games are being terminated by Nintendo in Belgium due to the ban on loot boxes to avoid potential conflict. In a tweet, Nintendo said, "It was done to avoid potential conflict with the country's loot box ban." Now, Loot box and surprise mechanics in games have been under fire, and Belgium expressed concern by banning loot boxes in April of 2019. Nintendo has terminated mobile games Fire Emblem Heroes and Animal Crossing Pocket Camp, both of which included purchasable in-game currency named Orbs and Leaf Tickets to exchange for loot box-style reward items. EA stopped selling FIFA in-game currency in Belgium as their gaming commission put the company under criminal investigation, determining that loot boxes are a form of gambling. Valve also disabled loot boxes in CS:GO due to Belgium's law and controversy. Now, this is a hot ticket, especially with loot boxes and things of that nature. NGN says, Belgium's heavy involvement in response to this in-game mechanic so many companies rely on is shaking up the gaming industry as well as gambling. Companies taking these actions will change the way they release games in our near future. And now for an industry education. Esports and virtual reality are the perfect match. Patrick O'Loughlin, CEO of Endream, says, I love the idea of spectating inside of the game, with the freedom to move around wherever you want, and watching, and hearing, incredible teams battling it out around you in 3D. For me, that's so much better than seeing a first-person's player view in 2D, or a bird's-eye view of the map. I also think that the spectator interactivity is something that's going to play a big part in the future of esports design, allowing spectators to influence games, whether that's simple as voting for a random event, supporting your favorite character, Hunger Games style, or even queuing up to take control on one of the thousands of zombies being slaughtered by the teams. Inside VR, this kind of interactivity is even better and there are more creative solutions available. And I think the primary VR control system, body, head, and hand tracking, is perfect for games involving throwing, shooting, sneaking, hiding, ducking, and using cover. VR players are just great to watch. The new market report of Newzoo says, the global VR industry is forecasted to reach revenues of $1.6 billion by 2021. Now, Patrick, CEO of Endreams, he believes that the next generation of virtual reality headsets, e.g. Santa Cruz, will provide the new ways to experience esports, whether that be competing in tournaments such as the VR Challenger League, presented by Intel, Oculus, and the Esports League, which completes its inaugural season this weekend at IEM Katowice 2018, or by providing the technology to allow millions of viewers spectating globally, an exciting way of being part of the action through a second screen leveraging the diorama-style technologies powered by augmented reality. Patrick recently presented these ideas to an engaged audience of VR, AR, and MR developers at an XR Trend session at XR Connects London in 2018. The presentation covers the burgeoning VR esports market, along with some design thought, analysis of early VR esports titles, and why this is a huge commercial opportunity combining esports and VR in the near future. NGN says, VR is the bridge that connects the physical nature of traditional sports to the no limitations world of esports. It's the ultimate spectator tool as it empowers the viewer to go inside and participate in each match. It seems like every single month you hear of a new esports arena popping up. And what about multifunctional esports arenas? A new development in Arlington, the country's largest purpose-built esports stadium, shows that Texas may be to host to part of the next evolution of sporting arenas. The $10 million esports stadium in Arlington is set to open this November in the city's early entertainment district. We will see the city's convention center converted into a competition arena, esports gallery, and production studio. While there will be new, custom-built stadiums and arenas, the industry's expansion underscores the need for new venues and fast. The recently opened Blizzard Arena in Burbank, California, which is home to the Overwatch League, has opened in and converted to a soundstage once used for the Tonight Show. As esports leagues grow, so does the need for custom-designed interior space. Merakian, the principal and director at Polis Activate, says, this is the perfect example of finding new adapted reuse potential with convention centers. Numerous esports arenas have been, or will be, created across the U.S. as venue owners and promoters see the potential in the sport's staggering growth and young millennial audience. Many existing pro venues will see esports as a new way to bring in extra revenue. The NBA and NHL arenas are increasingly in the process of being retrofitted to handle the high bandwidth needs of today's social media-obsessed sports fans. Sacramento high-tech Golden One Stadium is a perfect example. They are seeking out opportunities to host events. As sports stadiums become more high-tech to stay relevant in today's media environment, they are, in effect, and becoming more video game-like. The Houston Rockets NBA team even hired a video game exec to manage esports opportunities for the venue. And GN says, "Some worry about the esports bubble and that it will pop soon. By utilizing these teams, leagues, and spaces creatively, that fear can be eliminated as shown in this article. The more we use these spaces for multifunctional use, as the title, we can really get our bang for our buck and see it grow." That's all we have for this issue of New Gaming News. This is our third podcast, and we hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please subscribe to the podcast, check out our newsletter, and keep on coming back. As long as you keep on listening, we'll keep giving you the updates. Thank you, and have a great day.